Well, Jim, we want to welcome David John to the radio broadcast. David is in our development, and he oversees a particular part of development, special events. We have a lot going on. Dave, welcome to the radio broadcast.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I kind of want to start so our audience can go through, you know, Reverend Kaiser, you and I have mentioned on the last few broadcasts, this is a busy time at the mission. And David, you play a very big part in the special events that the mission puts on. So let's look back a little bit. We just came through Thanksgiving.
Right.
Talk a little bit about how many people did we serve? What went on that day?
Well, we had about over 400 people that came for our meals. We also give them personal care items. And before Thanksgiving, actual Thanksgiving Day, we have our partner church, Christ Community Chapel, that gives us turkey tubs that we give out. We give out about 100 of those to different families in need. And then we have personal care items that we give out to everybody that comes to lunch and dinner on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Well, you know, Jim, I know you were here at lunchtime on Thanksgiving. I came in at dinner time. Just a wonderful day that we had with all our guests coming in. These personal care bags, David, that you put out, I mean, what goes into those bags? Because there's quite a bit of stuff that goes into those nice care packages.
We have full-size toothpaste, toothbrushes, shampoo, body wash, brushes, deodorant, razors, shaving cream, and anything else that people can use for personal care.
Mm-hmm. So, David, that really was maybe the kickoff of the holiday season, Thanksgiving. Just this past weekend, so we had Thanksgiving, and then the very next weekend, we had another event. Yes. Why don't you speak about the event that we just held here at Haven of Rest?
Yes, Happy Birthday, Jesus. It's a big event at Haven of Rest for the children. We had a lot of kids, and kids come in, they get candy, they get cake. We had a show by the Wooster Grace Church. Mm-hmm. They did a puppet show for us. The kids loved that show. And they also get a gift, ages newborn to 12 years old. So it's a good time for families to come out a little bit, have fun, and do something different.
Well, you know, now, Dave, you say this all the time. Jim, we know this. During the day, all we hear is David John, line one. David John, line two. David John, line. There's so much going on with you. A lot of times we don't even see you throughout the day because you are so busy.
Right.
So in regards to the Happy Birthday Jesus party, there's a lot of work that goes into it. Last year, Jim, the last couple of years, because of COVID, we operated it, but this year seems to be at a higher level because more and more children have come to that event. So let's talk a little bit about that day that was yesterday. What kind of work for you, David? What goes into that, all that prep work? Because there's a lot that comes in. What time did it start? What time does it end? What do the kids, do they receive anything?
The doors open at 1:30, and then the program starts at 2, and it goes about 45 minutes to an hour. And in that meantime, the children get to view the puppet show, hear the message, and then go through the lines and get their gifts and go on.
So we have partners that help make all this possible, and, mm-hmm. and many of our listeners are big supporters of the mission as well, and so we're very thankful for everybody who makes events like this really possible.
Right.
It's just so no one person or even one group could make it happen. It's just the Lord who brings it together. And I think about some other ways that we're able to serve people here in the holidays that has been another reason why you get paged all the time every day, and that's families that we support through Christmas. So speak a little bit about that.
Right. This year we had more than usual families needing help for Christmas, and by the grace of God and help of our donors, supporters, we haven't had a need to tell anybody no. So anybody that has
Amen.
Signed up is going to get gifts for the kids. We give gifts depending on their age, not necessarily what their wish list is, but we try to get it as close as possible. And then we also have part of that is Adopt a Family program, where companies and groups, they adopt a family or two or more, and then they buy gifts for them, wrap them, and have them delivered to us.
So let's talk a little bit more about the adoptive family, because you've been doing this for years, David. Maybe some of our listeners, maybe they've heard it one time, but they don't get to hear it like we do, Jim. So let's talk about how does that actually work. Do you get a call? And why don't you explain that process to us? Who do you get to call from in regards to needing help?
Sure. Usually, most of the time, it's people calling me and saying, you know, we heard about your Adopt-A-Family program on the radio or The Voice, our newsletter, or some other means. And then I would ask them to let me know what size family they would like to adopt. And then we go from there. I forward them the information on. As I mentioned earlier, that our registration has increased this year, but we have our families wanting to adopt families has not increased, so we have shortage still for that need for that.
Mm-hmm. Now, we spoke a little bit before we went on air as to the scope of how many families are being served, and I was really amazed at how many families we're able to supply Christmas to. So maybe speak a little bit to the amount of families we're able to help.
Registered family currently are about 250 families. An average family is about 4 people. And then we have another 20, 30 people on waiting list.
So that process, so people understand, is they will call in. They will say, you know, I have maybe 4 children. And then maybe a business or a family might call in and say, we might want to help somebody out. You'll let them know what the need is.
Correct.
And then does the family come in, or how does that pickup happen, or that delivery to that family?
The group or the family that adopts a family, at some point they bring out the gifts to us, to our donation center, and then we contact the family and say, you can come pick it up. And then they, whatever day and time works for them, we make arrangements for the family to come and get it.
Reverend Kaiser, I've seen we have a dock door. Those who have been around the mission know that door. It has a big number 8 over it.
Yes.
And there's been a steady line of folks pulling up to dock door number 8 looking for David John, because they know that's where the Christmas gifts are coming. So you get to be the smiling face for a lot of people. Yes. To deliver those Christmas presents.
Yes, it's really fun. It's really fun. And we've been giving out Christmas gifts since October. We started early because the number has been increasing. So we started giving out earlier.
So in regards to items that might be on the list, or items that you could use. You know, we talked a little bit about you got the Adopt-A-Family, but there's other ways that we can help out for Christmas that you talked about in regards to toys for children. Why don't we talk a little bit about that? How does that work?
Yes, we always have shortage of toys for children 8 and older, and in particular teens. So new PJs or anything for the young men or girls. So those are the two groups that we need toys for or gifts for most of the time. So if anybody would like to help with that, that'll be appreciated.
Now, we alluded to this a little bit when we talked about Thanksgiving, but one of the things that happens at the holidays is also, I would call it in-reach, where there are folks that are, a lot of what we've talked about is outreach. So these are people in the community, we're helping out with family, but we also have an opportunity to help those that are here. With, you know, we mentioned the personal care needs.
Yes.
There's also opportunities for the women at Harvest Home with kids and the men in our program who have kids. Talk a little bit about what they get to do here at Haven of Rest in the holidays.
They come shopping. Actually, our men's division was coming tomorrow to shop for the toys for their children. And Harvest Home also would come down and pick up gifts for the children that they like. And they get personal care items just as anybody else during Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Reverend Kaiser, I think, too, from spending a lot of years in the men's division, you know, a lot of the guys on our program, there's been some years where they felt like they didn't do a very good job as a father. And as they're getting themselves together here at Haven of Rest, as there's that transformation taking place, it means an awful lot to those guys to be able to give a gift to their kids at Christmas when maybe they haven't been able to do much for their kids for years. Have you had any of the men kind of allude to that with you, of what it's meant to be able to give those gifts?
In general, yes, but not specifically on the day when they come. Sure, they, you know, they're busy, they're exciting, and we want them to pick the gift so it means something to them instead of picking for them that this is for your 4-year-old or 5-year-old. But yeah, they are very appreciative and very moved that they're able to do this.
Well, you know, Dave, I know, like I said, your name becomes primary during the holidays. I know Dave's laughing on the other side of the mic here because he knows that's true. There's sometimes I'll be in my office and I'll hear Dave 1, 2, and 3. And Dave's there. I can only pick up one line at a time. But in saying that, the families that have been adopted, you have the privilege of seeing the mom or the mom and dad or the dad coming in to pick up those gifts for their choice. I'm sure that has to be a blessing for you. Absolutely. To see their reaction.
Actually, today a mother, single mom, came to pick up her gift, and she gave me a little thank you card that I have in my office thanking, you know, the Haven of Rest and the donation center for getting her gifts. And you know, my name is mentioned a lot during this time, but there's a whole lot of people that get this done. We have tons of volunteers and different departments. Departments involved, volunteer department, mm-hmm. facility department, receiving, all the departments are involved, but I get the privilege of seeing the appreciation on their faces, and some of them are, can we give you a hug? And
so, yes.
So it is very meaningful.
Which is nice.
Yeah. Well, David, I want to just let you know I appreciate that sentiment, because as much as we've been bragging on you and the work that you yes. put in the holidays, we know that Christmas really is about Jesus Christ. And so for all the events that we do, we want him to be first and foremost, Amen. Whether it's a gift, whether it's Thanksgiving, whether it was Happy Birthday Jesus and the upcoming things that we'll be doing for Christmas. So I appreciate your humility in that. You do get to be the recipient of a lot of those smiles and hugs, but yes. really it's Jesus that we want out front. That's Amen. What we want people Amen. To remember. So as we move into what we're looking forward to now, we have still Christmas ahead of us. We have some events that Men's Division and Women's Division are going to do. What are some of the preparations that you still have to go between now and Christmas? I know you got a few things you're still juggling.
Right. Right now we're going to start the process of getting personal care items together, bags for Christmas, and we're collecting those. If anybody would like to help with those, we have a great need for that. Full size item, personal care items, you can drop them off at our donation center anytime. And just the meals and fun time for everybody.
Well, you know, Dave, as we move forward to Christmas, the personal care bags, I know there's lady bags that you put together, and you also put men's bags together. Any particular items for the men that sometimes you run a little short on?
We're mostly collecting men's because most of our clients are men, so we would like to get men's item. Most of the things that we run out of is the deodorant for men.
Yes.
And razors for men, of course, to go with that.
Well, David, as we kind of put a bow on this radio broadcast, I know our listeners have been blessed hearing about what you do at Haven of Rest, especially here at the holiday season. But our listeners are an audience that likes to pray. And so Amen. What are some ways that our audience can pray for both you and Haven of Rest and special events here throughout the rest of the Christmas season?
Wintertime is coming, so just good health for our volunteers and other departments, because if one is out, then it affects in a big way. Just safety and good health for everybody.
Well, you know, Jim, as we conclude here, if somebody wants to help and be a part of what you've been putting together here, David, and like you said, it takes everybody to make this work. The volunteers, you have other departments kicking in. They can always call 330-535-1563, and Jim, I'm going to say, and they can ask for Dave John,
right.
and he'll be
More
happy
calls.
To answer that call, and he will tell you the need. I know you mentioned children's toys up to eight and up, and even teenagers. Jim, we know teenagers can be kind of hard to shop for, but if you have any questions, please give Dave John a call. Once again, at 330-535-1563. Dave, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Like I said, I know you've been very busy. Dave takes a month off after the holidays, and I'm just saying that jokingly. But I know you stay very busy. You do an excellent job,
Thank you.
We really appreciate you being here at the Haven of Rest Ministries.
Thank you. It's a privilege.